Major Japanese brands cut ties with a J-pop giant over a sexual abuse scandal. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for joining us. It's a story that sent shockwaves through Japan's entertainment landscape. Now the country's biggest companies are responding. Major Japanese brands like Toyota are severing ties with the nation's largest talent agency, Johnny & Associates, following a serious sexual abuse scandal. So we have our reporter, Mariko Oi, in Singapore for us on this story. Hi, Mariko.
Hi there.
Oh, listen, Mariko, can you just give me the background on Johnny & Associates and its significance to Japan's entertainment industry?
Sure. I mean, it goes back many, many decades. Ever since I was a child, Johnny's & Associates, they were basically the dominant agent for male-only boy bands. And all of their celebrities, they dominated TV programs, but also commercials and so on and so on. Now, they have almost always been allegations that its founder, the late founder, Johnny Kitagawa, has sexually abused some of the younger boys who joined the agent. Now, it was once proven in court, but it didn't really get anywhere. So until he died in 2019, he was still a very celebrated figure who really dominated the entertainment industry. But back in March of this year, the BBC made a documentary interviewing some of his victims. And after that program aired, a number of other victims came forward, some of whom held press conferences. And then the agency itself, it hired an independent group to investigate the situation. And about a week and a half ago, they finally admitted that sexual abuse did happen over several decades. So we're talking about hundreds of potential victims. And ever since then, we started seeing a lot of Japanese companies coming out saying that they will no longer use their personalities. So that's where we're at now.
Which ones are they?
So Asahi Group, so they own obviously beer makers, you know, soft drink makers and so on. They were one of the first to come out. And I think it kind of set a tone. And after that, many others have followed. So, for example, household names outside Japan include Nissan Motor, for example, also Suntory, Kirin. So those beverage makers, they tend to use these celebrities from these boy bands quite often. So they still have those ongoing contracts, but they've come out to say that they will not renew those contracts. And also they will start to pull some of those ads as well. Other, you know, multinational companies like McDonald's Japan, they also came out to say that they will stop dealing with this agency until at least they clarify how they're addressing how to compensate these victims, but also how to prevent this kind of thing from happening again.
Okay, well, thanks for giving us all the details. The BBC's Mariko Oi in Singapore. Thanks for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. The price of oil has surged to a 10-month high after a supply cut from OPEC. The global benchmark topped $95 a barrel for the first time since November. And the market is predicting that we could see it hit $100 a barrel pretty soon. On the markets, European shares edged higher as investors await some decisions on interest rates from central banks this week. Let's go to Libya now. Experts were warning about the structural integrity of the Derna dams for almost 40 years, according to a Libyan state prosecutor. Now, hundreds of people have taken to the streets to demand accountability for the devastating floods which swept through the city a week ago. Thousands of people died when two dams collapsed. The BBC's Anna Foster is there and sent this report.
Turkish rescuers have brought us into this normally sealed-off zone, where they are searching for victims. They're using all of the experience that they brought from the earthquake in Turkey back in February. And in this area, you can see how high the water came into these buildings. There are tree roots and branches 20 to 30 metres above the ground. And they've recovered victims from the fifth and sixth stories of these apartment blocks. And the sound that you can hear is heavy lifting equipment that is finding new channels, new ways for them to get inside and search for more victims.
Now, the head of the Eastern Administration in divided Libya has blamed nature for the failure of two dams. But the Libyan hydrologist Abdul Wanis Ashour disagrees. He's speaking via a translator.
Because the company building the dams and recommending this design recommended three different dams, but the government of Libya only built two and did not go ahead with building the third one. So these two were overloaded, and in particular Sadd Bou Mansour been overloaded hydrologically with more water than it can contain. And that's what led to this disaster. I've been a professor at Omar al-Mukhtar University, Derna campus. So ever since 2010, I've been driving on that road. I've been driving over the body of the dam. And I remember seeing the Turkish company operating there. It started functioning there to strengthen the body of the dam in 2010. But came 2011 with the Arab Spring or the Libyan Revolution. So they stopped everything and they upped the sticks and removed all the equipment. So work had stopped. Came 2020 and the company came back having been given a new contract at new cost. And nothing had been done since, even though they got the contract, but they hadn't started working.
That was Libyan hydrologist Abdul Wanis Ashour there. And finally, scientists in Scotland say they've discovered an alternative to palm oil. The research team says their alternative is healthier for humans and better for the environment, especially in places where natural forest habitat has been replaced with vast palm oil plantations. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to James Graham for producing. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.